This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And Bell's Daily Download.
You've got mail.
All the stories you need to know about the world of Atlanta sports in bite size.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Story number one.
We're talking about 14 teams selected to the NCAA tournament. A big deal. As a matter of fact, let's hear the number one overall seed being announced in the tournament.
Auburn is the number one overall seed, and they head up the South region, destination Atlanta and beyond. 16 quad one wins. They are a one seed for the second time ever behind SEC Player of the Year, Jahni Broom.
Jahni is a monster in the post. And you heard him in the South. Guys, that's here. Steve Koonin mentioned this to us, Mike. We get that South regional, so you're going to get a chance to see whether it's Michigan or Michigan State or Ole Miss. Who's coming out of the South, or Auburn? And for Auburn fans, come on. There's more Auburn alums here in Atlanta than anywhere else in any city in the South, and you're 2 hours away from Auburn. They're going to have a huge fan base here.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We talked about it with Puffy K, the idea of State Farm Arena. You know, I mean, there's nothing like it. It was kind of cool in the old days, Carl, but the sight lines always sucked at the Georgia Dome because you have the big curtain would be up there. You know, and you remember, Oren, how those seats would go all the way out slow? You're like, man,
can't see.
You need binoculars. So now, to put it, and that's the venues I think they always should be until they get to the Final Four.
I'm with you. They should be in arenas until the Final Four. I totally agree. Let me hear Bubba Cunningham on the adjusted increase of SEC teams.
We really had to move people around to minimize the conflict early. And when you have, you know, four different regions, we made sure we only had four teams in one region, so that we could spread them out the best we could. We had a couple of contingency brackets, and we actually had five, and so we had to go back and then try to rework the bracket a little bit to move them apart to the best that we could. But you're right, 14 teams out of one league in a 68-team bracket is a real challenge to get everybody in there and meet all of the principles that we have about trying to keep the teams apart.
That's committee chairman, North Carolina Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham.
And I presume it's just like with the College Football Playoff Committee, when Carolina comes up, he recuses himself from that conversation. Some would say that, like Carolina's a brand. And if you know nothing, like I said, as college basketball has become, you know, the one-and-dones, and just, let's be honest, the ratings have gone a little sideways, the casual fan knows North Carolina. Now, they don't know that North Carolina isn't very good this year compared to previous North Carolina teams. They just know the brand. So that's part of it. You want your brands in there. The SEC, I mean, it's, you said it, it's a powerhouse. It just does mean more. They had that on top of the basket, if you didn't see that up in Nashville, you know, for more emphasis. And I don't know if they were prisoner of the moment, but you said it. Florida really looks good. Florida looks so complete. When they were doing the breakdown on ESPN with Seth Greenberg and all the guys on the set, it was like they were just gushing about SEC and where they were for the SEC championship. But you're right. Can they do it? Can Houston be the monkey with the wrench, or can St. John's? You know, if St. John's is shooting the jump shot, then they can beat anybody. Houston, you talked about the defense. Florida, though, I think is the most complete.
I agree. And look, St. John's is a great story. I just kind of want to see him get to the Final Four because of the Pitino thing.
Right.
I really do. I mean, like, everybody remembers how, you know, he was ostracized from the coaching ranks and, oh, he's a bad guy. Rick Pitino has done nothing but great things for college basketball.
Right. Always. And, you know, as they said, they made a point of it in that it's on Vice. I know not everybody has the channel, but it's on Vice Sports. I don't know how you have it. I have it on DirecTV.
Yeah.
And they've got one on Calipari. Then the Pitino one comes after that with St. John's. And talks about after all the stuff. And look, yeah, there was a lot of unseemly stuff that went on in Louisville. But at the end of the day, they didn't get him for anything. So it's he did go to Greece. He paid his penance, comes back to Iona. And this would be, what, his fourth team going to the Final Four if he can get St. John's there. Because he took, what, Providence, Kentucky, Louisville, and now Johnny's.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, that in itself says a lot. And I really like Nate Oates' team, too, by the way. Alabama, man, they score. They're a really good team. They got great guards. I will not tell you that Alabama will not be in the Final Four. Now, the irony is, if 1 and 2 meet in the East, that's Duke and Alabama, if they make it that far. So, but, you know, we'll see how things shake out. Meanwhile, we got to talk about what happened to the Hawks last night in story number 2.
Oh, good God.
Story number 2.
What happened to the Hawks last night?
Okay, this is why when we have these conversations about, hey, some of us parts, you know, good role players, you know, we got what we got for DeAndre Hunter, and they're pretty good. You can't lose games like this.
We didn't play defense.
No. Nope. You did not, Nate. And this is why, you know, when we get, and we're not trying to sit there and be like we got cheerleaders with pom-poms, but when they get up a nice 4-game win streak and all of a sudden things are rolling, then they get absolutely destroyed by the Clippers. Clippers just blew them away in the second half. Well, they scored 9 points in one quarter. And then, of course, this is not what I wanted. So this is not hard to buy that they're just going to be a one and done, even with Trae Young.
I thought we were a little soft on the ball.
Yeah, I mean, all of that. 122-114 was the final score. Here's the thing. Hawks were in command of this game.
Yes.
And then they weren't. And it was like, can somebody hit a shot, please? It didn't happen. Let me hear Quinn Snyder talk about what the issue was. Defense?
Yeah, you know, we didn't start the game well, and then we played well the rest of the first half. And I thought, you know, I don't know what the – I think they scored 66 in the second half. Our defense was the issue. You know, we just didn't get stops on possessions we needed to.
We didn't play defense.
Yeah. Thank you, Nate. It's former coach and present coach.
Now, it still makes me laugh.
Makes me chuckle every time. Now, I don't know if you read too much or you don't read enough into like the plus minus, but the bench was, when the bench was on the floor, they're getting smoked. Barlow was minus 17. Terrence Mann was minus 15. Zach was minus 12. Everybody struggled. Only Trey was neutral. He was actually zero on plus minus. But yeah, they're making runs, more playing defense. And the Nets, that's a bad basketball team.
It is.
I mean, there's really no excuse for that one. But, you know, I didn't know what you thought about the Clipper game. I mean, it was in it, and then the Clippers just hit the gas.
Well, again, can somebody hit a shot, please? Like, where does the offense disappear to?
27% from the stripe against L.A.
That was the problem, Mike.
From the three-point line.
You're in the game, and then you're not. So those are two games.
And your perimeter defense, which always sucks, unless Dyson Daniels is running. You know, you can't play three guys at once. The Clippers shot 44% from three.
Yeah. The claw looked like the claw. I mean, all the things that we were not hoping to see. So next up for the Hawks is at Charlotte. That's Tuesday. That will happen here as the NCAA tournament first four. That's the two games, the first four in. That's going to be on our sister station, WAOK, but Tuesday, Hawks at Charlotte.
We lost two games, you know, to the Magic. We're now just a half a game ahead of the Magic for that 7 spot. So that's very aggravating. Detroit is on a 2-game. See, that's the thing. Detroit just lost 2 games. You're not supposed to. I'll give you the Clippers, but don't lose that game to the Nets.
Don't lose that game. Hey, let's get to story number 3.
Story number 3.
He's back!
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spencer Strider, baby. Mm-mm-mm. I don't know if you guys saw this yet, but you will. Today, ground out, strike out, strike out, strike out, strike out. I'm not making this up. This was Strider's day on the hill. Fly out, strike out. Thank you, sir. You can go take a seat. He was electric today, Mike, in his first start in the spring. And all of a sudden now, this gives us a lot to be excited about.
Striking out six of the eight batters he faced. Carl just gave you the breakdown. Gets a standing ovation from the Braves fans that are out there. I mean, it was impressive. Got a full beard, too, by the way. He's got this whole like kind of Jeremiah Johnson thing going out there. But he looked great. And so you and I were like, how confident can you be? Will he be able to go by May? Well, based on what I just saw, I don't know why he couldn't go in April. He looks amazing. So that was great to see. Final, we'll get into the United a little bit later because that was a really heartbreaking loss. Great crowd, though. Great match for about, 85 of the 90 minutes or 94 minutes of it, Carl.
Yeah.